Greetings in the name of the Most High. Avengers in the house. Not what you think, they lose. Alright, greetings in the name of the Most High. Here we are having a summit of sorts.
Yeah, yep.
And here's Govinda.
How you guys doing? Good to see everybody.
Finally on the same continent.
Same continent, same place.
In the same place.
We're in the same place. This is a secret location. Quick connect. Well, ships in the night, ships in the day passing, but by the plan and the design of the Most High, as the forces of light, truth, and the way are connecting and lining up for what will be the biggest rout in history of the powers of the enemy, a complete stop, a dead stop and a dead halt on all the plans of the enemy, where people will be looking and saying, what just happened, that are paying attention. So it's gonna be epic. What ends up happening?
It will be.
But yeah.
Well, because you know we've had this problem going along, and I know that they've wargamed it backwards and forwards. That they've they got the all ends covered. They got the whole totalitarian thing, the big lockdown. But they're just Zephyr Report peeps. We've been. Having a problem saying, okay, well, this is certainly a mark and does something to your blood and it shouldn't do it. And it's against God's word in terms of mixing iron, clay, things like that. We know that, but is it that particular time in the very end, right before the big war, the big vengeance, the end of the world, the new heaven and new earth? Is it that moment? And we're saying, and what I'm feeling and what I've been feeling is I just see before all that happens, and I don't doubt anything that's going to happen that John had foreseen in Jesus' revelation. But I just think that at this point, people forget to say it's Jesus' revelation. It's Jesus. The whole revelation is Jesus revealing it to John.
But the thing is that no man is going to force any timing or impose their own personal will and their own agenda.
This is the
place where man thinks he can manipulate God. And man thinks that he can manipulate
God's timing,
set certain things up, say if this happens then God's hand is forced and he has to do this. If this takes place then this has to happen. And so that's what's not going to happen. So what we're in the middle of right now is man putting himself out there trying to force certain things to happen and to take place, and there's going to be an epic backfire. Does that mean that a lot of people are going to disappear and not be here? Does that mean that we're not going to have people dying? There's not going to be trouble.
Dasha.
Come here.
Get rid of all that stuff.
Come here, sweetie.
Turn that off.
So that doesn't change any of those kind of things swirling around us. But the objective that they have is not going to be fulfilled. The plans that they have, the things that they're intending, are going to backfire on them in ways that they never anticipated. For them right now, so there are two things. They've been anticipating trying to reach critical mass of people that they can have injected and connected. And the problem is that they're not getting there. So this is...
And then they've wargamed the Civil War.
Yeah.
Which they're now trying to, bring about from, vax versus unvaxxed. Before that, it was the woke culture that they put all their money into, going, racist versus non-racist, white versus black, et cetera, et cetera. That didn't get off the ground. Now, you notice how every time something doesn't get off the ground, too, that then there's another program right after
that. They try something to see what sticks. They're just throwing something against the wall to see what sticks. Yeah, and that's also desperation. So part of what you're seeing right now in this full court press is desperation. These are the Hail Marys, if you would, of the football world. These are the pushes that they're having to try to get everything over the line. So now here's a couple things that I want you guys to also recognize. We are called to take action. We are called to be engaged. We're not called to sit on our hands, eat popcorn, watch the show. That has been part of the mistake. We're called to take responsibility. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and I said, you know, most people, when you say, oh, you know, do you want freedom? And everybody raised their hand. Then you say, okay, well, do you want responsibility? Because you can't separate the two. And how many people want responsibility? If you have freedom, then you have responsibility. That goes hand in hand with it. If you're a slave, you don't have any responsibility, because the slave master is the one with responsibility over the slaves. You don't have any responsibility if you're a slave. When we are free, we are responsible. And with that, that requires us to engage. So part of the issue has been, because people have sat on their hands, because people have watched and let a few people take on the fight for them and just see what happens, that's not the way that it's supposed to be. Every one of us has gifts, callings, skill, ability, things that need to be put into action, whereby our Creator then quickens that and blesses it and makes it multiply. And this is what we've been trying to, He's been trying to get this through to you, to go within and then act without. And we have to do that now in this time.
There's enough rebelling.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, rebellion. You know, I find it interesting. The movie Dune is coming out, and I try to remind people, the reason that was so popular is because it's about, you know, a rebellion of an enslaved people to be free. Mm-hmm. It's very romantic. It's very captivating, whether it be in that movie of Dune, whether it be the, you know, liberation through Jesus, whether it be all these things, whether it be the revolution against the Brits that had the advantage, a few farmers beating them back through passion and through guerrilla warfare. So it's, you know, it's always going to be not just romantic, but always attractive freedom, you know, that the call to freedom, the call to rebel. And so we see people now, for example, they can't pull off the whole, medical tyranny, because you have now people testifying that they did make the virus in the lab, and they did go ahead and release it. The war seems to be, too, with people that don't want to open their eyes. It's amazing how many people don't want to put those glasses on, like, and they live.
Part of that, too, is what does that mean? When you realize your entire life has been an illusion, a construct, a falsity, that your jobs are meaningless, that you accepted being a cog in the wheel, and that's been 25 years of your life, what does that mean? A lot of people don't want to deal with the reality and the implications of, if this means this, then the knock-on effect, the domino effect to the rest of their life and the rest of their world. So, and this is why, too, when you've got voices of truth that speak, why when they work so hard to discredit those people and slander them and destroy their work and destroy their projects, why the people that are also, they look for that confirmation bias, because they don't want that person to be right. They don't want that person to be true. Therefore, this newly formed Wikipedia page that slanders this person as a, you know, conspiracy theorist, nut job, whatever, it's on purpose, and the people want that so that they don't have to deal with the uncomfortable truth.
Oh, having the apple cart upset or the view.
Yeah.
And being inconvenienced with things not working the way
they
used
to. But here's the reality of the situation is you're inconvenienced. The reality of the situation
is that it's
come to everybody's doorstep. You know, one of the things before all of this was, a lot of people never wanted to have to make that individual decision.
Murder.
That individual choice. And now it's come to your door where you, as an individual, can't get away. You have to make a choice of who you are, what you stand for, and take action. And by choosing to not take action, you're taking action. By choosing to want to comply and just to get by, that is an action.
Under the radar.
And that, you know, they keep lowering the radar. They keep lowering it, lowering it, lowering it until they scoop everybody up.
You finally just kill yourself
dragon.
To get by.
Yeah. So that has not worked. And in the past, people thought that worked. Now it doesn't work anymore.
Right. So, but anyway, there are heroes. And there's all these doctors that have rebelled with people like Peter McCullough and all these people saying no. Restaurants saying no. Delta Airlines saying no. The vaccine represents totalitarian control. It represents slavery. The vaccine is not a vaccine anyway. It's a gene therapy, and it's designed to get rid of people's immune system so that they can launch whatever kind of virus they want and get people sick if they want, or cure them. They want the cure to either make you sick or cure you, both in one solution. They don't want you to get well on your own.
No.
They don't want you to get, you know, to be able to develop your immune system. And so what all this is causing, and this is not 1936 Germany, and I know that people in Australia had a top-down, you know, thing, they should have never gotten rid of their guns. I know, though, also that like I say, with these people quitting, all these guys are like your heroes out there, you know, the police, the firefighters, you know, first responders, the people that are, you know, are not going to fly for the airline anymore, the stewardesses. You know, everybody involved. And there's even in California, they say, well, they're trying to make it so you can't even pick up food unless, you know, you can prove that you've had the vaccine. Well, there's a huge market, I understand now, an underground, a black market for, you know, vaccine, actual real, you know, that even the FBI couldn't detect. I mean, real, literally real, that have gotten through bribery and whatnot. That whole market's off and running to the races, too. So there's that rebellion going on, and rebellion everywhere. And they're trying to now control the rebellion. And they want to say, well, the haves versus the have-nots. Biden's completely imploded. That was not part of their plan. Whoever thinks that was part of their plan, and to get people to quit all these things, they didn't think people would quit. They thought people would get the jab. They really did. They did not think they would quit. I know some people say that. I disagree. I think they were trying. So I've had this, like, you know, we've had this kind of ongoing vision that there was this kind of weird convulsion back to the 1930s. And then ahead, though, this advancement in technology, which we started to talk about with, like, people not having to drive into work, people that are finding the ability to have diversity of labor without all the machinery involved, and then new technologies coming on, which will make things, you know, people say, well, beware of AI, beware of robots. Yeah, that's out there, too. That's not Klaus Schwab. That's an inherent danger is advanced technology, robots with 50 caliber, you know,
Machine guns
and, you know, robots with sniper rifles wandering around killing people. Yes, there is always that danger.
Yeah, but I mean the turnover of so AI never, to rogue military, or the turn on of
the
AI,
specter.
Yeah, to corporate greed and just to uncontrolled capitalism. Sure, those are dangers. Those are things that.
But
are,
that danger has always been there.
Yeah, and
nukes have been there.
And at the same time, too, you know, what the danger is for an inherent human quality called laziness. You know, we want to turn over and abrogate our responsibility to a government, to machines, to something to do all the heavy lifting, to whatever it is, and we lose our edge. That's as much of a danger as any of these other things.
Yeah.
You want to keep engaged, but there's ways that some of these things too can be a help. You know, like you can run 20,000 computations overnight and come back with the answers and help you make a better decision. So there's a balance in all of this stuff. But
When they push the militaries of the world too far and they say, okay, just start killing people to force them to comply, they've had it with trying to reason with them, just start shooting them, the opposition will get even stronger and even more bold.
Yeah.
Even more armed and even more willing to kill, you know, but it won't turn into, look, there is a God. And the Lord is just, you know, their timing, their apocalypse, their mark of the beast.
Not going to happen.
Their interpretation of the Bible.
Yeah.
Their book of Revelation. No. I'm just having a problem with it.
Yeah. Because it's not what's going to happen. And their whole thing right now is they're on a mad dash to try to get certain things done that are not happening. And so each time that they push harder, it gets more and more and more apparent to everybody, including the people that don't want to see. They're having a hard time keeping their eyes closed and staying asleep because it's becoming so apparent.
This is too much. You can't hide. You got to come out and take a stand. Okay, they want to know what side you're on. Obviously, all of you and all of my friends and any of our fans, our movie fans, are all pro-freedom. Why is that? Because we didn't make a movie that was pro-slavery.
No.
We don't make movies that are pro-compliant to your government. It's not a left or right issue. It's basically a freedom versus... You know what's amazing, though, to me? All the people that posed as, you know, in the past, you know, as the real truth seekers and question authority and all that, was mainly the left at one point. And then the right, you know, just talking about how this thing goes back and forth and back and forth. And then the right was mainly pro-military and pro, you know, pro... Iraq and, you know, pro-Bush and pro-bombing and all that. And then it reversed to where now the truth people are considered right-wing racists by the so-called woke, the woke being the compliant slaves who want slavery and who are inherently racist in order to have a bad guy out there, whether it's white or black, whatever, it's white now, but I mean, a white Christian male, we must get them. And all of these... All of these different divisions are them, and their psyop, and their psychological...
It's always been for control. So a house divided can't stand. Anybody that can be divided, you can be controlled. We've talked about this on other shows, how the British colonial empire, they controlled a billion people with 3,000 troops in India. They controlled countries. They've controlled countries all over the world. A big part of control is if you get people fighting against each other, nobody's actually paying attention to who's actually behind the scenes pulling the strings, extracting the resources, controlling the narrative, keeping people in a particular direction while they accomplish their agenda. So now all of these divisions, they keep looking for divisions that stick. So, okay, can I divide you on race? Can I divide you on some sexual orientation? Can I divide you on some sort of background, socioeconomic lines? What is it going to take for you to get outside and fight somebody else? As long as you're fighting somebody else and you're not paying attention to what's happening to you, then you're
a crack in the mirror there too with Dave Chappelle and this whole thing of woke, and then now all these athletes come out saying, "I'm not into this stupid woke bullshit."
Yeah,
and so now that's crack. Now. Okay, so there's that front.
So here's my question. My question is, what can you agree with people on? Because they get everybody to focus on the divisions. When you travel the world and you talk to normal people, not these psychopaths, but you talk to normal people, what you find out is that 90% agreement with people around the world, regardless of language, race, culture, background, 90% agreement on what's... For them, things that are priorities, things that are important, hopes for your family, hopes for your kids, you know, safety and security, a bed to sleep in where you don't have to worry about what's going to happen in the middle of the night. You know, we agree on so many things. So where are the places that we agree? Where are the places that we can work together to actually build and create something? These are the conversations.
Where we disagree is the spiritual war.
And so in the disagreement part, you know, let's deal with that as one part, but then in the agreement part, that's the place where we say, let's build, Let's do something. And if we look at this whole thing that's happening to everybody around the world, that's being forced upon people, it's actually a very small group of people that have been forcing through the levers of control that they've used throughout time to control everything. So the information systems, the monetary, the financial, the currency systems, control of the implements of force and the military and the police and those type of power structures. What they call, and I use the word loosely, their intelligence communities to gather information to be able to put the thumbscrews on people. You know, these are things that they've used historically, but now what happens when those things aren't working? What happens when now the people themselves are sharing information, sharing their experiences? So people recover from COVID through hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, nebulized HCQ is now the big thing. Through the Zelenko protocol. So when people start recovering and they start saying, wait, I have natural immunity and there's a treatment that works, and I'm not a doctor, I'm just expressing what's my own experience, taking ivermectin and having a turnaround and realizing that this thing's incredible and this should have been for everybody everywhere. The Uttar Pradesh, they used it in India. They cleared it up in an entire state in India that didn't do what everybody else. Has that made the news? You know, has that been publicly discussed?
And little by little.
How's it looking here as far as the bandwidth? People are saying it's
in and out.
Cutting in and out a little bit. Are you on your
We're on the phone.
Maybe I'll cut this.
We're on the hotspot.
I'm going to stop this.
But we only have two bars of LTE.
Yeah.
And so it's iffy. But so I'm not seeing them.
How's it sound now, folks?
Yeah, hopefully it'll, you know... hopefully when it finally records at the end, it'll be, we can go offline and record it and then put it up. But I think you want to hear this hot off the press, if you could. Just because, you know, there's been this division brewing amongst people that think about the truth and people that, you know, have been on the path, let's say. I guess a lot of us were on the path since 9/11. And even, you know, with me before that, for you know, about, you know, the Satanism in the world and how come it gets a pass everywhere and yet no one knows it exists. You know, that was my pathway, you know. And then other people have had other pathways with the truth. But it just seems that at this point, because of that, and because the fact the truth is really known, and because they can't black out everything, and it, like you know, now the comedy is acting up, is
yeah.
Right? Over here now the music, now they're doing concerts, now they don't require the vax, they're not going to do it. The burger joint, you know, In-N-Out Burger,
let's go California. Brandon, let's go Brandon,
let's go Brandon, and it just keeps on, and then there's all these people working in new medicines now. New, not the old, you know, sort of Fauci-esque, you know, old big pharma medicine, but new solutions to disease are now, because of this, now we're going to start getting the quantum.
And healthcare.
The quantum healthcare. Solutions. Now, I just went through a treatment today. Can I say it?
Sure. I mean, there are...
I didn't even know what it was I went through, so I went through a frequency treatment of some sort, some kind of quantum thing.
All the solutions are quantum.
Oh, okay. What she said, and
well, we're understanding a lot more about our bodies, about and also the weaponry that's been used against us. Mm-hmm. So they've turned a lot of these things against us, like frequency weapons. That so you feel agitated, you feel upset, you feel depressed. You feel a malaise, your energy's sucked. Oh, so all those kind of things are things that are blanket weapons
attacks
to bring us to... Because here's another thing. When you don't feel well, when you're not at your 100%, you are not in a place... There's less of you available to...
Do what you do.
Do what you do. So they want you in this depleted state. But when you're healthy, when you're full of energy, your mind is clear, you're nourished, you are just ready to go. And when you're in that state, that's the last thing that they want. They don't want a bunch of strong, joyful, warrior-esque people. Superbugs. They don't want a bunch of superbugs running around that are immune to their weaponry and that you know that have our own minds, our own reasoning. That
we sprayed all of Long Beach today, and
nothing works.
They're running around like chickens with their head cut off. Yeah, we just sprayed Houston, and there's no difference there. Still, the streets are jammed with traffic, well, and everyone is working.
Here's something to think about too. I really hope there's a turnaround, but it's unfortunate that we're probably going to lose some people. But if there is only 100 million people left in the United States, who is that 100 million people? They're us.
Amen.
Are we the people that they want to have to deal with in this country? Are these the kind of people that this is what terrifies them? They're knocking out their compliant supporters, and the people that will be here are going to be the red-blooded, hot, you know, the ones that are going to say, look, I just saw you murder all these people. We're coming after you. That's going to be the ones that are going to be here.
Well, we're coming after, Bill Gateses and the Klaus
Schwabs.
And
the kind of America of America that will come up under those kind of people is going to be a very different America than what, that's part of the backfire, too.
Save
America, change the world. America is going to come up in a way that nobody anticipated. They've been trying to have the downfall of America, and what's going to happen is the places that have honored truth, honored and if you're honoring truth, you're honoring Jesus, because Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. If the people that have honored that which is real, they are going to come up. This nation is going to, if God wouldn't give us an instruction unless he was also going to back us up to do it. So when he says save America, change the world, he's giving us an instruction that he is going to put together all the pieces to do exactly that. And so
you get on that side of things, amen, and then you get this supernatural backup. It would be like overcoming illness, feeling better, feeling strengthened. And then what's expected of us on the other end is speaking truth to power. Speaking truth about the gospel. There's going to be a time where, like now, they sort of feel they won the war about Jesus being, I don't know, relegated to the, you know, some kind of joke. But there will be a day, and it's going to come on this force of what's happening now, where people are going to see the reality of what Jesus is. Because they don't understand. It's like, it's as much a mystery as it is a person, a force, a collaborator, even. And so if that supernatural signs, wonders, and all those things that people are going to start recognizing, see, that's going to start coming in now during this time of if they're pulling all the goods and they pull the services and we can't move around as much, but yet we're going to advance despite that. So I see, I don't say people aren't going to die. I don't say it's not going to be uncomfortable. I don't say it is a war or not a war. There's always been a war since I've been born. And it's, from time to time, it's taken the form of a world war. It's taken the form of a mechanical war. It's taken the form of an information war, a spiritual war, this war, that war. You know, people die in these wars. There's also an everyday war that goes on among people, and believe it or not, the satanic people, and, you know, I guess the way you prove Jesus is, all you have to do is watch the way Satanists act around Jesus. If you would watch the way people act around Jesus, the Satanist people, the people that are the hot shots in their little clubs, you'll see that the Jesus issue is the one that gets them crazy. They don't go crazy over Buddha or, you know, and the wise people. Like, I know Lao Tzu said some wonderful things, and Confucius, and, you know, Buddha, you know, and, you know, all the Vedic writers and Christian mystics, and all these people have had things to say. But the mystery of Christ is the thing that scares the Satanist. Now, I don't, you know, believe in the Satan situation, or that Satan is the power or anything like that. So I don't get driven crazy, but they do. And when I see that, I think, why are you so scared? What's Jesus? He's so scared of Jesus, the name Jesus. I say, Jesus. And look, you run. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And they run. They can't handle it. And then it's like, oh no, that's racist. Oh no, Jesus. Jesus, Yeshua, Yahusha, whatever. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And they can't stand it. And it's like, why does that name bother you so much? And the others don't, so therefore I dial it in, so I'm with Jesus. See, you've proven to me, you, Satanist, have proven to me the existence and efficacy and power unending and kingship of Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, when you
this is Jesus.
When you look and see what the response is, you know, when you want to know what we should be doing, do the opposite of what the Satanists are telling us to do. So when they tell you you shouldn't be meeting up with people, you go get together with people. When they tell you keep your distance from each other, give each other a hug. You know, like, I mean, because all of these things that they...
Get the jab.
Don't watch the sunset.
You know, whatever
don't say hello to each other.
Whatever controls that they try to put on you are usually is the opposite that is going to be a blessing to you, a help to you, a support to your life. So right now, when we get together like this, you know, under the... We're not masked.
We're not distanced.
We're not anything. We're just being human, and humans on track with the Most High. There's a blessing that comes out of it, and that comes in the show.
It's called healing.
So we're now is a good time for everybody to be at the maximum that you can and that you can be. You know, do your part. God will come through with everything else. You know, you do the things that you can do to support your body and the people around you, and support your communities. Take action. My encouragement has been, when you take a step in any direction, the little bit that you put into that direction, the Most High will meet you there, and He will back you up, and He will support you, and He will create ways where you didn't have any idea that something was possible, but it will come to, and it will come through for you. But you've got to take a step, and you can't be paralyzed with fear. Perfect love drives out all fear. Fear is the antithesis of who we are. We are bold. We know who we are. Yeah. We know what we're about. You take a step and you go beyond that fear. Most of the fears you have are just imagined. They're not actually real. That's why they push so hard in the media. That's why they push so hard in the information control, because they have to bombard you to try to get you to believe that which is not true.
Yeah, the other thing is, if they can play this end time scenario, then people are going to expect to be executed. Right, for the faith, and expect to be martyred, and go, you know, almost set it up to go take their place. Okay, so, you know, here we have a little bit of a disconnect. Now, some people are saying that the churches, you know, that are corrupt will be the sort of ground zero where you can go get the jab, where you can... you know, where they will be doing all kinds of police activity. I don't think they have the wherewithal to get that organized. I think the corrupt churches are corrupt because they became like the world, and they have to... I think God's rebuking that. I mean, I see people that are still in that situation, and I feel sorry for them. I mean, because, you know, I know they're afraid of separation, because they think, well, then I won't be able to get a paycheck. I mean, I understand all that. But it just isn't true, though.
No. You know, I get it. I understand the desire for community and other people and all of that. I get that. But not at the expense of your soul, your sanity, your calling to be, and you not being true to who you are.
And if someone says to you, you know, that everything is fine, you know, everything is connected, everything's beautiful, except this Jesus thing. And if you do that, then we're going to push you out to the outer darkness, and you won't be able to get anything done. Okay. So that's how you know. And what do you know? Well, you know that, you know the actual, the real king, the lamb slain at the foundation of the world, the lamb who is king. You know, here's what you know. Let's say, well, before Jesus, was there all the Satan, witchcraft, all that was going on from the beginning. And then, I get to make this statement. Before Satanism was... Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. I am.
Yeah.
Before, man was crawling around outside the cave, I am. Before anything, before the earth was formed, I am. Before Lao Tzu spoke, I am. Before all the prophets, I am. Before everything that ever happened, I am. That's where I am. That's where you are through faith. Now, that's a big mystery. That's hard to explain to people. That's quantum physics right there.
Yeah.
So, naturally, prayer is also a quantum.
Yeah, because people have been trained and bound into linear time, low vibration, 3D reality, thinking, that mindset. Look, we're so much beyond that. As beings, we're so much beyond that. We're multidimensional beings. We're just one expression of who you are in so many other different configurations. Anyways, but you're here right now having this experience, and wow. Don't allow them to take you away or rob you from what this is intended to be. So they've got their own agenda. But that whole thing is collapsing. That whole thing is not going to come to fruition. And you, brothers and sisters, in the Most High, you are part of that answer and to collapsing their intention. So that's not... So, no, but we're in a good place. Things are actually... They're going to be... It's going to get very interesting... There's going to be some really good things coming out of Texas. There's going to be some really good things coming out around the country where people are going to come. They're going to rise up. At the same time, you're dealing with an enemy that is going to pull out all the stops on the way down the drain because they know that that they're in trouble when this whole thing falls apart. But that's on them. That's on them for the decisions and the choices that they've made. But for you go strong, go within, connect with the Most High, connect with who you really are, and walk it out and take the actions that you can take at this time. And, your reality can change so much in such a short window, it will amaze you. I mean, my world right now, where I was 3 months ago and where I am right now, is completely different. The links, the connections, the people, the activities, the things that are on the horizon, all of that happens when you make a move in line with what the Spirit's quickening you to do. And whatever your past situation and circumstance has no bearing on what your future will be. You can make and create anything. And you have to recognize that you're a creative being. You've been fashioned with creation flowing from within you. Don't let that be hijacked and used to create the prison that they want you to be in. Rather, use that to create the most amazing manifestations of what the Father has put within you that you were born with. You just need to bring those out. So all is going to come to fruition in an incredible way at this time. So Zeph and I and Trish and Dasha and Eli are all grateful to be able to connect here. Yeah. We just want to say to all of you guys out there too, bless you, be encouraged, do not lose heart by any means. But listen, also too, you're not waiting around for the Savior. You have within you the kingdom. So move in that kingdom and create the answers and the solutions, because God wants you to do that. He wants you to recognize who you are, greater works you're going to do. And so this is the time that we do those works.
There's always been a threat of, extinction. And I remember during the Cold War, we had the threat of nuclear annihilation, and everyone was obsessing on that day and night.
Yeah.
To the point where people were freaked out about, life day to day. They were living scared. And, so this is really, in a way, it is new in the sense of how they have locked up, so many people at once and all that. A lot of that has to do with the who finances a lot of these corporations. There's one company called Blackstone, which is the financier of the world and the most powerful, probably the venture capitalist, but probably the most powerful person in the world. A lot of this money has gotten concentrated in a very few hands, and that's a dangerous thing. But again, watch how everything they try falls apart. Mm-hmm. Watch how they try something else, and the next thing they try isn't as good as the earlier thing. For example, they had us all locked down, a year ago. Okay. So now when they try a lockdown, people say, screw you. So they're not exactly doing it. Mm-hmm. Now they say jabbed or no burger. They say, screw you, we're going to give them a burger.
Yeah.
Fine, we're going to fine you. Well, fine, we're all going to quit. And the next thing is this. We need a new government.
Yeah.
Okay, so the government needs to be overthrown. But the way it's going to be overthrown isn't the traditional way. Just like they're trying to war game everything, like pit one thing against another, and then when it all collapses and everyone kills each other, then they come in and take over.
No, here's
okay, they're going to lose.
Yeah, they're going to lose. And part of the way that we have a new government is going to be, if government is by the people and for the people create better solutions and better answers and better things where that then they just outgrow what was there before. You just stop using it. You stop engaging with it. You transition out of it. They start sending around their people to try to get engagement. You're like, I'm sorry, I'm somewhere else. See, a big part of this whole thing is also your attention. If they get your attention, if they have you engaged and giving your energy into that, it grows. But when you start just saying, you know what, here's what health care, not health insurance, health care looks like. Here's what entertainment looks like. Here's what community looks like. Here's what, and when we start doing that and transitioning out of, here's what governance looks like.
Well, what's going to happen too, like we have these kids who are going to be vaccinated, right? They want to.
Well, they're trying.
Force it. They want to get the FDA
to go. They're trying to inject all the kids.
We just want to pray right now in Jesus' name that kids are not touched with any vaccine, that no needle will come near to them.
Little needles.
The FDA will stop, they will all stop, knowing that the outrage will be so overwhelming that everything that they want will be,
put in complete and total fear and confusion.
And that any parent that wants to inject their child, that they are convicted right now, Lord, with guilt,
Jesus,
with common sense, and with tremendous guilt that they're killing their children. And that anybody that wants to fool around doing what the government says and saying it's justified by the Bible and all that stuff and taking these jabs, which are against life and against nature, that they'll be stopped, Lord. And that the whole vaccine program and all the programs of this New World Order and Klaus and all these clowns comes to a halt right now in Jesus' name. That it all ends in Jesus' name. That it all becomes chaos in Jesus' name, if that's what it takes. And that a new government and a new way of life emerges for us. We all believe, in Jesus' name, amen. Seal it up. And then I think we all believe that we're going to need a new government, that we need to overthrow the government. I don't think there's anybody in the world that thinks this abomination of rich people and all the puppets they own can go on another day. And for people who believe in this, evolution should just X them out of the equation because they don't belong here. People that are for all this are against nature, against God, against God's plan for the earth. And so, the Lord has a plan for the earth, and I believe the Lord is moving through us today on this show and moving with other people. I don't think this is the last time you're going to hear this kind of message about this future being Like, there's a future that isn't part of this old... It's like what we're going through right now is a transition into a new paradigm.
Yep.
And that's why there's this need to jump back to the 1930. Because these old men, these old Klaus Schwabs, these old Fauci, 90 million years old, these old white men are just freaking out because they've lost control.
Yeah.
So they're making this last move power grab. They can still tell all the nations of the world what to do because they own them. Because they own all their paper, okay? All their commercial paper. So, all right. But the real agenda, the real thing, is that we're going into another thing, another phase that has nothing to do with dystopia. It has everything to do with awareness and awakening. And if we could awaken to what God made and realize... Like we talk about quantum physics, that we are quantum creatures.
And also a word...
We exist on many different dimensions and levels.
A word for all of those guys is going to be irrelevant. They're just going to be irrelevant. It's just going to be... They don't matter. That's going to be one of the toughest things for them. The whole thought of control...
They don't matter.
They just don't matter anymore. And that's going to be one of the biggest wake-up calls for them,
where they've got numbers
that mean nothing. They want attention, and nobody gives it to them. They make a fuss, and nobody pays attention. They just go into complete and total irrelevance.
All they do is complain anyway. They get people to complain, oh, it's all racist. Should never have been founded. It should have, you know. You can dig into history, and you can find out who the real players were. You can also find out about what was here before the Indians. Who were so peaceful. Before the peaceful Indians, there were people then here too. Oh no! You know,
These are other narratives they don't want to have the conversation.
They don't want to have that conversation.
They don't want to have conversations about a lot of inconvenient things. They just want to create a script to get everybody controlled. Listen, we're beyond that. Let's move into solutions. Let's move into true teaching.
Education will not be coming from book learning. Education will be by osmosis.
We need teaching. We need people need to be taught.
The Holy Ghost is going to teach.
Yeah.
And then we'll be referred to, we'll look at the Bible. For example, I can open this book right here. I can open this book. What day are we?
So,
okay.
So
we're gonna round it up. What is the date today? It's
the
Thursday.
Today is the 20th, isn't it? Or is it the 21st?
Okay, so we're gonna wrap it up, guys. This is a very spirited talk today, and I hope it's a boost, a booster shot.
It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be.
Let's watch. What happens?
Yeah, keep on keeping on, you guys. We're in a good place.
Watch for the crack and the composure, folks. Watch for the cracks.
The dam is cracking.
Crack. And we'll see you next time. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.